It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of James, we are continuing our series on the book of James. Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, the book of James, called the New Testament Proverbs, the book of James, a very practical book. James chapter 5, part 2. Back to James chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Here, when individuals are afflicted, we as Christians, the first thing we do is seek God's face. We pray, we fall on our knees, we cry out to Him, we say, oh God, help me. We say, Father, I need you. Oh God, encourage me. Father, strengthen me. Lead me down the path of righteousness. The world, in contrast, when they go through affliction, they complain. When the world goes through affliction, they blame. When the world goes through affliction, they criticize, they find fault, they begin to be negative, and we as Christians should be the opposite, to where we remain positive in Christ, always knowing that God will make a way out of no way. We take our eyes off of our circumstance, and we put our eyes on the Lord, knowing that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, knowing that he that is greater in us is he that is greater in the world, knowing that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, knowing what the scriptures say, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. James says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. We as Christians have a new song in our heart and a new pep in our step. It's called the joy of the Lord. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We sing because we're happy. We sing because we love the Lord. We sing because we want to encourage ourselves in the Lord when the enemy begins to attack. Paul says the same thing in Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 18 and 19, and be not drunk with wine, or do not get your giddiness or gregariousness or your laughter or your fun, quote unquote, from being drunk in wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We at any time can be spontaneous and sing to the Lord. There are so many songs today that are sung to other people, songs in the secular realm that are on the top 10 billboard of the world, making millions and millions of dollars. But in God's eyesight, there's another top 10 billboard on his top 10 list. And those are songs that are sung to him. Those are songs that are sung to Jesus. Those are songs that are sung by the Holy Spirit. Those are songs that are sung in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Songs of thanksgiving, songs of praise, songs of worship, songs of odes and joy that give him glory, honor, and praise. Back to James, verse 14. He encourages us that when individuals are sick, to access the Lord in the church by calling on the elders to pray over them. Yes, we have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can speak to him personally as children of God. But in a corporate setting, it is good to bear witness with others and have corporate prayer that individuals may touch and agree with us as we wage warfare, according to Ephesians chapter 6, praying as a part of our spiritual warfare. We are bearing witness with others as we pray with the elders. They anoint us with oil representing the Holy Spirit, and we pray and agree together that thy will be done. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for encouragement. We pray for salvation. We pray together. We bombard the kingdom of God, and our prayers are answered. This scripture also gives a package blessing to where not only shall the prayer of faith save the sick, it will also facilitate forgiveness of sins. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. There is a complete work on the cross of Calvary, healing, salvation, deliverance, restoration. All these things and more take place when individuals pray, especially corporately. When individuals are praying together, all these things begin to happen on behalf of the individual that we are praying for. Back to James. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Here, James is underscoring the previous scriptures on how righteous prayer begins to move the hand of God and change things. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we confess, there's a sense of taking ownership. When we confess, there's a sense of taking responsibility. When we confess, there's a sense of openness and accountability to where now we have support from loved ones in the church. This can happen and only can happen if the church is a safe place for confession. When individuals can go to the altar and the elders of the church are faithful with information to create an atmosphere of trust to where individuals going to the altar know that their confessions and their conversations with the altar workers will not be broadcast in the church. We ought not to fall into gossip. Individuals working the altar should not be talkative Christians. Individuals working the altar, praying over individuals, hearing these confessions and these conversations, must be faithful with information and trustworthy, so individuals in the church know when they go to the altar, it's being said in confidence and in confidence in the Lord. Back to James chapter 5, verse 17-18. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained down on the earth by the space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Here, James is giving us encouragement that our prayers can be answered. Elias, he says, was a man just like us, and God answered his prayer, and we being just like Elias, or Elijah, and Elijah being just like us, men, human man of like passions, can have their prayers answered. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that if he hears us, whatsoever we ask, or whatsoever we pray, we know that we have the petitions and the prayer requests that we desired of him. We are the children of God through Jesus Christ, born again, adopted into the family of God, and we have the spiritual right to speak to our parents in prayer and say, Our Father who art in heaven. We have been adopted into his family. We have a blood-bought right through Jesus Christ to have a parental relationship with the Lord and seek him in love and have our prayers answered. Dr. James, last two scriptures, verses 19 and 20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Here we are encouraged that our prayers are not in vain and are speaking to other believers that may have swerved by the wayside. We can plant seeds, we can encourage them, we can speak to them and help convert them back to Christ. We can snatch the proverbial stone from the pit. It's encouraged to know that we can prevent collateral damage. We can prevent calamity based on sinful behavior in the family. We can hide a multitude of sins through conversion by preventing sinful behavior on the job. We can hide a multitude of sins based on conversion of others by preventing sinful behavior in society and impact society by converting others. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2 gives us the motivation and the how-to do this. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Here we see we ought to approach individuals with compassion, with meekness, knowing that except for the grace of God, go I. We ought to approach individuals with meekness and kindness, knowing that except for the grace of God, it could be me in that same situation. Here it says those that are spiritual, those that are mature, those that are mature in Christ, those that are producing fruit, those that are walking in the Spirit, those that are mature in Christ and seasoned in Christ, should approach others and help restore them, ought not approach them in judgment. We ought not approach them in condemnation. We ought not approach them as judge, jury, and executioner. The church ought not approach them in judgment. The church ought not approach them as judge, jury, and executioner. The church ought not approach them in condemnation. We ought to approach them with meekness and compassion, bearing ye one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ, or the law of love. Here, Jesus Christ gives us scripture on how we will be rewarded as we convert others to the Lord Jesus Christ and others back to him. Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. There are stars in Hollywood. There are stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There are stars that are known worldwide. But we will shine and be stars in God's eyesight forever and ever and ever. We will be the stars of the stars as we convert others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that can convert souls, that can heal the broken heart, that can restore families, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great is your reward in the kingdom of God. This is James chapter 5, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.